I think we need to shorten that.
I think so.
feel like deja vu?
Yeah. Poof. Here we are again.
Here we are again. So we had some audio issues and got almost 5 minutes into the show and realized this isn't working out correctly. So
no.
Reboot.
And we want to make sure that everybody hears us.
Right.
Because this is fucking quality.
Luckily, we were only 5 minutes into it.
Yeah.
This is Backwoods Bowhunter Podcast, and this is episode number 38.
38.
And if you are new to the show, our style is to make you have that sitting around the campfire feel with your buddies, talking bow hunting and whatever else you may want to talk about. And if that's not the style for you, this may not be the show for you.
No. If you think you're going to come here and learn some heavy-duty shit, you're in a world of hurt.
But as always, we do bring you mediocre content in a completely meaningless way from the Whiskey and Whitetail Studio.
The thing I respect about us is we're honest.
That's right.
Yeah.
Backwoods Bowhunter can be found at backwoodsbowhunter.com and on the socials with the little at symbol, Backwoods Bowhunter Podcast. And on the .com, if you click the shop link at the top, you will find merch and other things, and we appreciate your money. So
yeah,
send it at us.
Yeah,
money. Yep. Mm-hmm. And on the email at backwoodsbowhunterpodcast@gmail.com. We are 34 weeks till opening day, and how many days?
239.
239. See, I'd have to write that down, otherwise I wouldn't remember it.
It's in my phone.
But you don't have it. I've got these notes I go off of, otherwise I wouldn't be able to tell you 34.
Right here, Tim.
Gotcha.
The goddamn think tank.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Full of useless knowledge.
As I said in the first 5 minute recording, we're going to try to power through this one. I've got a headache that won't go away, and we have inbound weather.
Yeah, some shitty shit coming. Snowmageddon, as they are calling it.
Snowmageddon.
They think. I think they're calling for like 1 to 79 inches, somewhere in there.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
We'll probably get more ice than anything, though, out of here.
Chance of snow, chance of sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what's really shitty? Yesterday was 60 freaking 3 degrees.
Yeah, well, I know.
Yeah.
And I was running around in a t-shirt again. And
yeah,
I thought somebody, may have been you when I talked to you last night, somebody said it was going to hit like up into the 50s this morning before it turned into this nastiness later, but it never made it.
No. No,
it's been kind of cool all day.
I got off last night at about 1 o'clock at night, and it was 47 degrees still.
Jeez.
46 or 47. Yeah, so it wasn't bad.
In February.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did not get a Blue Line Badass submission this week, unfortunately. And I decided that I did not want to, because last week it was all kind of doom and gloom, ugliness from the officers being killed in the line of duty. I didn't want to do that again this week, so I just figured,
let's not.
But if you want to honor a friend or relative who's out there or who has been out there protecting the thin blue line, submit your blue line badass to us at backwoodsbowhunterpodcast@gmail.com, and we will use this platform to honor the men and women doing a hard job.
Yes, we will.
And we'll be back, and we'll go in the backwoods.
Yeah.
It's the mystical flight of the arrow traveling downrange, searching for its next target. The thrill of chasing the elusive whitetail buck as it slips through the tall oaks. The hair that stands up on your neck when you hear that long-bearded turkey gobble in the spring. It's our passion. It's our tradition. It's Backwoods Bowhunter. And now, it's time to go full draw with your hosts, Tim Jarvis and Mike Edgen.
Everything seems to be working good now.
Yeah.
Yep. We're all good to go.
We're golden.
I jumped the gun maybe last week by saying that we were going to do a hunting property of the week. So hopefully that still happens, but
stay tuned.
We'll see. The gentleman that I was communicating with, for whatever reason, has completely stopped communicating with me, and I don't know why. So I'll keep trying to work on that and figure out where it goes from here.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about a couple things. So We had a fawn that was born this past spring, last spring.
Yeah.
I guess coming up on a year ago now. All fall, we saw this fawn, or, you know, yearling, hobbling around out here almost every evening. What I believed at the time was a she, which is where this story goes. She was out here, and something's janked up with her front leg. She hobbles around all over the place. And I had numerous opportunities to shoot her if we wanted to, you know, but little thing and hobbling around, kind of felt bad for her. Didn't see her probably the last 2-ish weeks of the season. We didn't see her anymore.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if predator got her because she's not very nimble.
Yeah.
Or hit by a car or who knows what. But
yeah,
went from a daily, almost every day sighting of her to just completely off the map. Right. So last night I was talking to my daughter in the house, and I was out here, and I seen her come out from the back of the property back there, or back of the field rather, hobbling along. And I'm like, hey, there's Hopalong Cassidy. We call her Hopalong Cassidy. So yeah. I'm like, hey, Hopalong Cassidy's back. So I go in the house, and I get Elena, and I say, hey, old Hopalong's back. And so I grab the binoculars, and because I was trying to, I don't remember why I was going to look at her to see if something was, if I could figure out what was up with her leg or something. I don't know. I grabbed my binoculars nonetheless. And I noticed she has little stubs on the top of her head.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, Hopalong Cassidy isn't a Cassidy after all.
Nope. Hopalong Charles.
Right. So just a stupid little story I wanted to share, but yeah, Hopalong Cassidy isn't.
Turns long, Hoppity has junk.
Yep. evidently.
Nice. Well, at least it's still alive. Didn't.
Yeah.
Get wrecked by a car.
He is out there and doing his thing.
It's going. You really can't identify its gender. That's kind of insulting.
Hey, FedEx is here.
I was going to say, I seen something in the mirror. I guess that wouldn't be a mirror. That would be a window.
It would be.
Yeah. Never mind. I saw it in the window.
So I was talking about, I think it was last week's show, about the buck.
Yeah.
That we started seeing towards the very tail end of the hunting season on camera, but no personal sightings of him until season went out.
And then it finally reared its face in the daytime a week after season.
Yeah, so he's, by my estimation, he's upper 130s, lower 140s buck, probably 2.5 year old if I had to guess. So I've got this little spreadsheet. I know I'm goofy, but I put together this little spreadsheet on him. And this will all come full circle here in a second. So, on January the 11th was the first time we saw him on camera, south end of the property. January, and that was at 9:21 p.m. January 12th, on the east end of the property at 6:57 a.m., again on camera. January 16th, south end of the property, 1:38 a.m. on camera. Then, same day, on the east end, on the camera over there, 3:56 a.m., so a couple hours later.
Yeah.
January 23rd, south end of the property, 7:05 p.m., camera. January 24th, east end of the property, 11:33 p.m., camera. So there's the only, and I've got four cameras set up out here. Those are the only two camera locations we saw him.
Yeah.
January 25th, he was out in the field by the redneck blind, and that was our first in-person sighting.
Yeah.
Okay. So 3 days later, January 28th, he's out in the field hobbling. He's limping.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, dang it. What? You know, and actually, my daughter was the one that noticed it. She said he had came back out there and that he was, looks like he's crippled. So I watched him for a little while and he's hobbling around. And it's something with a back leg and he's got like a big black spot on his inner. FedEx guy just went in my garage. That's interesting. On his inner thigh or whatever you want to call it. So I'm losing my focus here because I'm watching why this FedEx dude went in my garage.
Maybe just being nice and keeping your shit dry.
I guess so.
Thank you, FedEx.
So that was January 28th. And now I'm like, God, I hope it's nothing big, you know, no big deal. Just, mm-hmm. you know, took a wrong step or jumped from something.
Yeah.
Tweaked a muscle or whatever, you know, hoping it'll just go away. So January 29th, the next day, if you stand at my back patio and you look out this way towards the woods, on this side, you'll see our trail. We have a trail that's cut through the woods there.
Yeah.
So I'm standing in the patio and just happen to be glancing down that trail for no reason other than I do that all the time. And I see the buck crossing the trail. So he's moving from the woods on this side to the woods on the other side of that trail, hobbling. So my daughter was on the couch and I said, hey, our buck has just crossed the trail. He's probably heading towards the field to come out back there if you want to.
Yeah.
And he's hobbling still is what I tell her. So I don't know, maybe a minute later, buck comes out of the woods and she goes, well, there he is, but he's not hobbling. And I look and I go, you're right. He's not. But I literally just watched him hobble across the trail.
Yeah.
I know I did. So she's like, well, he's not hobbling now. And I'm like, miracle cure, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, about 30 seconds later, another buck comes out right behind that one, hobbling.
Hmm.
They're almost identical.
Really?
These jokers have to be twins from a couple years ago.
Nice.
Birthing, you know. Because at one point in time, something caught their attention. You know how they'll snap their head up and stare, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, both of them were only maybe 20 yards apart when something caught their attention and they snapped their heads up and their racks are freaking identical.
Really?
they look like the same damn deer. The only difference is one of them's wobbling around and the other one's walking fine.
Well, that's good.
So we have a set of twins out here that are upper 130s, lower 140s.
That's not bad.
I mean, they're the same shape, the same... inside spreads. I mean, everything. They look identical.
That'd be cool if you can get them on a picture. Weird. If you can get them on camera, both of them side by side, or kind of glance, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what's weird about that is there's where they're coming out by that redneck blind, there's a camera there because it faces over the food plot area.
Yeah.
But not once have they walked in front of that camera to capture them on that camera. I just keep getting them.
Yeah.
They're all around it, but whatever reason, they're not walking through that section right there.
Right in front of it.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a...
That's encouraging for 239 days from now.
Right. Hopefully, at least one of them will stick around, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I found that interesting. I had no idea, and I just figured our buck got hurt, and as it turns out...
Those two are probably running around playing silly reindeer games, and... One got a little wounded, but he'll be all right.
You still running your cameras? You have anything?
No, I got no cameras going right now.
And you shut them off?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to leave them out the whole year or if I'll take them down, but...
I want to get them in, bring them in, change cards, change batteries, and then get them reset back up somewhere different.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, but I plan on keeping them out all year. Like I said, I got that new, Mikey got one too. We both got the one Todd told us about, the solar power ones.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get those charged up, get new battery or get new, cards in those and find a place and those two will stay forever in that spot.
I've heard that they're releasing a new camera. I didn't see it. I didn't see Spy Point at the ATA show to look at, and they might've been there and I just didn't see them, but, was going to look it up actually for today's show and I forgot about it. That's what a headache will do to you.
It's all right.
Yeah. Oh, well. Still trying to do some property work. And you were talking about doing some stuff to yours too.
Yeah.
Have you got to any of that yet?
No, not yet.
What the hell are you doing?
I had the damn COVIDs.
So?
Yeah. No.
No.
No, not that week. I went fishing twice.
Yeah. Well, we talked about that.
But that didn't entail work, you know what I mean? My upper respiratory probably couldn't have handled cutting down trees and moving shit. Fishing I can handle.
Yeah, I haven't gotten into the cutting down trees part of it yet, but we're just doing mostly preliminary stuff right now. But
yeah,
trying to find that spot that I can create the spot within the spot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for anyway.
I just feel as if we get this weather out here, it's probably mostly going to be ice. Yeah. So I got a feeling a lot more trees are going to be coming down.
On their own?
Yeah, here in the next day or two.
Whether you want them to or not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just hoping none of the trees that go down have a stand attached to it. That would be pretty shitty.
Yeah.
That would make me sad.
I've never had that happen.
I haven't yet. Knock on wood. I don't want this weekend to be the first, though.
Yeah, there's... It went from, like, coming in this evening to, like, it's coming in an hour.
Yeah.
According to this weather app, anyway.
Well, it was also supposed to stop Thursday night at, like, 10 o'clock, and now it's rolling all the way into Friday morning to, like, 8 a.m., 9 a.m. So it's going to start tonight and then just keep on rocking.
Great.
I think it's showing here.
Awesomeness, man.
Friday at 7 a.m. is when it's considering stopping. That's right. And it's going to be a balmy 18 degrees also.
Got a heat wave coming in.
Yeah.
I read.
Couldn't get the damn COVID this week, right? Oh, yeah, had to get it last week when it was nice out.
Yeah, I'll probably end up having to shut the stores down, I would say. I mean.
It's possible.
Not too many people are going to be out and about, and I don't want to put employees at risk either. You know, I guess it just depends. Because with the weather, with the temperature that you just mentioned, this crap ain't going anywhere, you know. It's going to be around a while.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You know, and
it's not showing any kind of warm-up at all until sometime next week.
We're not notorious here in Southern Illinois for taking good care of our roads when we get foul weather either.
No, they don't jump on that.
No, they're usually just sheets of ice everywhere you go.
When I lived up north, they would, you know what I mean? They'd be hitting the damn side streets like within hours, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Your side streets were getting plowed. And then, of course, it was right after you got done doing your driveway that the fucking plow came by and just threw it all right back up on the front part of the driveway. But it's like 3 foot high and it's chunky and it's awesome.
Covered in all that black ice or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Then it takes that pretty white snow and makes it all shitty looking. It really upsets me.
You know what makes a lot of sense? I washed my truck yesterday.
Good deal.
I did it on purpose, knowing that it was going to get all jacked up again from this weather. But it was 60-whatever degrees, and I just wanted to do something outside. And I'm like, I'm just going to wash my truck.
The only thing I got to do outside yesterday was drive to work. So, that was depressing.
Oh, well.
It happens.
It does. So this is a report that I don't know, I find it interesting. The listening audience might find it boring as shit, but that's okay. The National Deer Association put out this report. I didn't even know there was such a thing, but they say deer hunters, and this is across the United States, deer hunters harvested more bucks in 2021. That you're shaking your head like, did you read this?
Yeah.
Harvested more bucks in 2021 than any year in the past 21 years.
Yeah.
Now, this number kind of threw me for a loop because I didn't expect it to be this high, but 6.3 million whitetails were killed.
I didn't read that part.
6.3 million. That just seems like a...
Like an extinction number.
Yeah. I know there's 50 states in the union, and it's a lot of whitetail, but...
That's still a lot of deer.
Yeah, just 6.3 million threw me.
You know why? Goddamn crossbow hunters coming out.
We're going to relive that, are we?
I'm getting over it.
Okay, it sounds like it. 3 million were bucks. So almost half.
Wow.
Which, yeah. But where it got interesting to me, because, you know, we've talked about this before with neighbors not wanting to shoot mature whitetails. They want to shoot them as soon as they see a piece of bone.
Yep.
Only 26%. Were yearlings, and 41%, or roughly 1.2 million whitetail bucks, were 3.5 years or older mature. That's a good figure, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I like to see that.
Yeah,
and it's great to see hunters taking mature whitetails and, you know, putting less pressure on the younger ones.
Your neighbors back there were in the bottom half of that.
They were part of the 26th percentile.
I'm sure of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Neighboring property. They're not really
neighboring property.
Speaking of, I'll get to my neighbors here in a second.
Okay.
The one neighbor that I actually do have, So 65% of that was firearm, 26% of it archery. I'd like to see that number change a little bit personally, but that's, yeah, that's a bias of mine. So
I wish they broke it down to compound and crossbow. On that 26%.
As soon as I said archery, I thought, you're going to say something about that.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you didn't let me down.
Nope. I'll never let you down, Tim.
Texas led the way, 449,933
whitetails. Golly.
Yeah. So almost a half a million out of that 6.3 million. We're in Texas.
Sheesh.
Michigan and Pennsylvania, I think, were the other two. I didn't write it down because it didn't really matter, but top meaning
second. Top three?
So, yeah. Yeah, the only neighbor that I've got are these dodo birds over here. And I've always been told that they were intimidated by me. And I don't know if they were intimidated by me because
Law Dog.
For years, the squad car was parked here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. But obviously, most of the listeners have not been here. So there's a patch of woods that separates my property from theirs.
Yeah.
Before you get to their house. So they're kind of a neighbor. Not really, but kind of. Not in your traditional way you think of a neighbor. But
yeah,
they drove me crazy. They're always out there screaming and yelling, which then in turn I would start screaming from over here just to mess with them. You know, I'd yell at them, shut up, you know, stuff like that. My kids were always telling me, Dad, you got to stop. And I'm like, no, mm-hmm, they can, yeah, sit out there and scream and yell. I can tell them to shut up.
Thank you.
And they always have dogs that they don't take care of. So the dogs are either over here doing something, driving me nuts, or barking just nonstop. They had one that they had tied up on their back porch, and that dog would stand at their back door staring into their house and bark for hours on end. And how is it that, you know, I'm a few hundred yards away and it was driving me crazy.
Yeah.
How is it that it wasn't driving them crazy is beyond me.
Yeah.
And the other thing is they never mow their yard ever, like not once. So the entire summer, they never touch it, and it ends up being 6-7 foot tall out there, and they had kids. So anyway.
Good place to play hide and seek.
Yeah, yeah. I say all that to say this. So last summer, I stopped hearing them. Never saw cars coming in and out. No dogs. I mean, just silence from over there.
Yeah.
So I wasn't complaining, and you know, well, this is a good thing. Well, then I never saw anybody over there throughout the fall. Now so far through the winter.
Yeah.
No lights ever come on. No, you can see through there now with everything being bare until springtime when it all goes back in and you can't see them again. But so I reached out to a contact of mine at the city and I said, hey, whatever happened to dodo birds over here? And found out that apparently in July they shut off the water and they now have a Marion address. So, they gone.
Terrible.
I'm down with it. And I did see yesterday there was a guy over there with a tractor and he's got a dumpster. He's cleaning up around the property. So I don't know if they're doing some sort of cleanup work to sell it. I don't know. I don't know if it's been repossessed or if it's... none of that's my business, but I'm just glad that they're not there.
Yeah. Hey, maybe I'll be your neighbor, Tim.
Maybe.
Come on. My God, how great would that be? Holy shit.
Great for you or great for me?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll build forts.
Yeah.
It would be unbelievable. We'd have all kinds of forts and shit, and oh my God. I'd have to cut the grass, too.
You'd do that?
Once a week, at least, whether it needed or not.
Right.
Yeah.
But would you shoot my young deer?
No.
Okay.
No.
No. Good.
Now, Mikey, on the other hand, can't say nothing. Well, Jimmy. Mikey's past the young deer because he doesn't like to clean them. Jimmy, on the other hand, he may let them rip, but we'll learn them pretty quick.
Cool.
Yeah.
We got some questions on the email.
Okay.
Or comments, questions, comments, whatever you want to put it.
Yes, I was voted 2021 most handsome married man. Was that the question?
Sorry, ladies, he's off the market.
Yeah, sorry, married.
Or some fellas, he's off the market.
Married to a very non-crazy wife. She gets so mad when she listens to the show. I love it.
She keeps coming back for more, though.
It's absolutely, like, she does,
it's that
yeah.
train wreck you can't turn away yeah. from, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's why I got to mention her in every show. This way it keeps her going. If I don't mention her one week, she'll be like, oh, he's over me, so I don't have to listen next week. No. You got to come back.
Hey, she's a step ahead of my wife. My wife doesn't listen to it at all.
Ugh, Mary.
No.
How depressing.
She listened to, like, the first two, and
she was like everybody else. She's like, oh, shit.
You know your content's bad when your own spouse won't even listen to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the comments, they want to hear more product reviews and gear reviews type stuff.
Yeah.
So we talked about doing that anyway, mm-hmm. Especially moving into the non-hunting season where we don't have a lot of bow hunting content.
Yeah.
Trying to find different things to talk about. So product reviews and gear reviews will be one of those.
We could absolutely do that.
One person wanted to know what we do in the off season. So I'm not real sure if that question was meant to be, what do we personally do in the off season, or what does the podcast do in the off season?
Let's answer both.
Okay. The podcast in the off season, we're going to, as I mentioned earlier, we were testing out a software program to be able to do interviews remotely. So hopefully some of those will come to fruition. I do have a couple of guests lined out. We're going to start the Buck Files.
Yeah.
So I have a couple guests lined out to tell those stories about particular bucks that they've killed. And then I also have a couple of brands that have brand representatives that are going to be on the show. So we just got to get those pegged down to dates. But that's where it comes into what we were doing with the software earlier, trying to get that lined out where
yeah,
we can do it and make it work.
Anyway. And then what do you do on the off season?
Well, I was going to let you comment if you wanted to on the podcast side of things.
I'm with you.
Okay.
We're going to do some, hopefully we can start doing some of those reviews on, you know, different products and gear. And especially if we can get the YouTube started, then we could actually show them. But if not, you know, we could still tell our side of the story on what we thought for the products. I mean, we're both pretty pretty intelligent, educated fellers. So, I mean, we should be able to give a pretty solid perspective on it.
If you say so.
Yeah, thanks.
Personally, what am I going to do in the off season? At least from what I'm assuming you want to talk about. shoot my bow and go fishing a bunch and take my kids fishing a bunch. And at least my daughter, she'll come out and shoot her compound quite a bit. Jake, he's still in that. I want to do video games all the time mm-hmm. mentality. I can drag him out here and get him shooting sometimes, but yeah, he's more focused on playing.
Hey, you unplug the internet and it's all glitchy, they'll get pissed and they'll want to go outside because they'll get mad.
Yep.
Because they can't play the...
But otherwise, yeah, from a personal perspective, that's what I do pretty well all summer is I'll shoot and fish and barbecue.
Yeah.
A lot. I do a lot of that. And on the 4th of July, I'm going to blast a bunch of fireworks.
Yeah. Hopefully I'll be here this year without the COVIDs if I'm invited.
And work on the food plot. I got to do that. I'm going to do some spring stuff and then some fall stuff again
later. I was going to say off season, prepare.
Yep.
Prepare for next year. Any stands you want moved, great time to do it. Any cleanup out in the woods, great time to do it. New paths you want to create, good time to do it. Gives you plenty of time till season comes up for them to start hitting that new path or to be comfortable with it and kill your scent off.
Yeah, and
prepare.
I recommend getting on that now.
Yeah.
And not wait until...
Well, after Snowmageddon.
Yeah, of
course, I wouldn't recommend doing it today in the snow and the ice. No. That'd be shitty.
No, probably not the next few days.
Everyone be blaming us for getting a goddamn cold.
But don't wait either till you're dealing with the skeeters and the ticks and the density of the forest growth that comes in, you know.
Also be doing some turkey hunting.
Turns into some shit. Yeah, I forgot about turkey season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's
get some turkey hunting done.
That'll be here before we know it.
Yeah. Yeah, what is it, March?
March and April. March,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got tags for the...
second season. Yeah.
So is that in April?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I have to check my dates. I already took the time off work. I'm pretty sure it's... I think the first season is both in March, and then the other seasons are the first 2 weeks of April. I could be wrong, though. I've never done this before. So to really bank on what I say isn't going to pay off very well. Yeah, see, I'm a liar. April 11th. So it is in April.
April 11th. Okay, so it's not even in March.
No, no. I believe it's like the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th, and 13th maybe, the second season, or the 9th through the 13th, something like that. But I took off the Monday and Tuesday. And then Wednesday, psh, back here, bam.
I turkey for stories. Some reason, it's... I haven't bought a turkey permit in a couple of years, but I thought for some reason that it used to be like the first season was the very end of March, like it incorporated the last few days of March.
It may, because the first season is a full week. It's Monday through Friday, so there's no weekend tied to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we applied for the second season, because we'll have the weekend, and I only have to take a day or two off, and we'll still have 4 days to get out and go try different spots. Because we want to go to my dad's, because we've heard turkey, we've seen them on camera, never, you know, gigantic or anything, but, you know, our trail cams, we've picked up turkey coming through. 1 year, it was kind of neat. It was, I don't know, I can't remember, 7 or 8 babies is all we caught on the camera. So they must have came through first, and then mommy or daddy pushed them through, but it was just all these little bitty, tiny-ass specks of freaking little turkey. Like I said, there's probably 7 or 8 of them out there. It's pretty neat.
This property's weird. We may have talked about it on here before. This property's weird. I'll go like 1 year, I'll have them all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And in pretty good numbers. And then I'll go 2 years without seeing a single turkey at all.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they'll be there again. And it's odd. And it, I don't know. And it always consistently, too, if I see them this spring, if they're out here this spring, then I'll see them again in the fall.
Yeah.
But if I don't see them in the spring, I won't see them in the fall either. It's strange.
Well, see, maybe someone can chime in on this and send us an answer to it, because I have no clue either. But that property I just bought in Thompsonville, like I said, I've been hunting it for 10, 12 years. When I first started hunting that property, you always heard them every morning, you know, flying out of the trees, and you know what I mean? And you always heard them and you always seen them. You know, you have a big old group of them come through, you know, past you, or you could see them in the distance, you know, heading towards, you know, the road or the creek or whatever. And I haven't seen one in the last 2-3 years out there. Haven't heard one, haven't seen one, but all the time when we went out there, they were covered. So I don't know if it's now because we hunt it regularly, we go out and we, you know, mm-hmm. put stands up, and we're constantly in the woods in the summertime between, you know, cameras and everything else we're doing. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but...
Were they roosting there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, you could hear them, and at night, when you would be sitting there doing a night hunt, you'd hear them up into the tree. You know what I mean? You'd see a tree shake, you know? And it's like, well, I know where that son of a bitch went.
Right.
But now, I don't even hear them. Morning, night, I don't hear them anymore. So I don't know if they jump ship. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. They don't roost on me here, so I don't know where. The ones that I do get here every other year, they don't roost here. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know where they come from, to be honest with you. I have no clue. I have turkey hunted here and shot, but that was just a particular year that they happened to be here. You know? So I know where they're usually pretty consistent when they come here, where they go. And so I know where to set up, you know, and that's, but I don't know from here, cause I'm assuming somewhere over by the farm over there that probably coming from that direction. And I don't know if it's our pond that draws them here or what. I don't know.
It could be. little swimming slash drinking hole.
I found one time I was, I don't know if I was just walking around back there. I don't know. On the backside of our pond, I found a turkey leg. Just the leg laying there on the ground.
Nice.
And a few feathers, but otherwise the bird was gone.
He didn't make it.
Yeah, like it was like this here. This one's not real, of course, but that's what it looked like.
Yeah.
You know, other than the real version of it. So I still have it. I've got it in the freezer in the barn.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know. Predator of some sort got it.
Yeah, maybe someone who knows more about turkey hunting than us can let us know about that patterning and if there's something to it or if they just, you know, once they're uncomfortable, they're gone.
Yeah, I enjoy turkey hunting. I've always had a good time doing it the years that I do it. But I'm the furthest thing in the world from a turkey expert.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, anytime I happen to kill a bird, it's because I got lucky and happened to be at the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
Not that I'm a skilled turkey hunter.
Well, this will be my de-virgination process of turkey hunting. I've gone one time in my life, and I absolutely fucking hated it. I was covered in ticks.
Oh.
It was horrible. The spot I went to, I didn't know. I mean, it was shortly after I moved out here, and I thought, you know, I love deer hunting, so I'm obviously going to love turkey hunting, right? No.
Nope.
Didn't. No. Sat there, probably pretty shitty calling. I'm sure that didn't, you know, hurt the process, but yeah. Sitting there doing that and sat there, I don't know, maybe 2-3 hours, 4 hours, whatever. Went in, had like 20-30 ticks on me. I was like, okay, that's bullshit. Never doing it again. I'm out.
You know what I don't understand about Illinois is, at least I think it used to be, and it may have changed, but you have to stop hunting turkeys at, like, what is it, 1 o'clock in the afternoon or something? You can't hunt? Like, you can't do evening hunts.
That's what I have to read into, because I'm not exactly sure on what you can do, like, when you can go and when you can't. I need to read into that.
I mean, it may have since changed, but that was...
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it used to be set up that way, where, you know, morning up until this time, and that's it.
And that's it. Shut it down.
And I don't know why.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I doubt the legislators know why either, but...
No. Probably not.
Whatever. Last comment was, or question was, they want to know if we shoot 3D. And there again, I don't know if they meant, because it wasn't exactly elaborated on, if they meant, like, competitive 3D, or do we just shoot at 3D
just
targets?
Just for the hell of it.
Yeah. I do not shoot competitive archery, never have.
No.
I consider myself a good shot with a bow, a slightly skilled archer, but I do not consider myself good enough to be competitive. Shooting at 3D targets, yeah, I love to.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good time. I enjoy shooting them.
Uh-huh.
I would love to set up a little small course of some sort out here and
yeah,
just another excuse to get out and shoot, so...
Always need an excuse. Yeah.
What about you?
I absolutely love the 3D shooting. They have that little, I told you about it, at the Ren Lake Archery complex. They have the stationary ones. They have almost like a replica stand. You climb up a tower and you can shoot out of the tower, and that one's all 3D archery. But then you go through the woods on the other side of the shooting complex, and they have a whole, I don't know if it's somewhere between 15 and 20.
You go over the hill and through the woods?
No. These guys go straight through the woods. Okay. Yeah. No hills at all, which is nice because I don't like climbing hills. You just cross the road over there, and like I said, there's between 15 and 20 targets set up, and they're all, you know, they've got different markings. You know, they've got their 15 or 20-yard markings, so you can go up as close as you want. And they've got all different shit in there. They've got they've got turkey decoys in there. They've got deer. They've got coyotes. They got pigs. It's pretty neat. And you can walk through there, and like I said, do 15 to 20 targets in there. So you just kind of work your way as far as you want to go. And I'm pretty lazy. I get about halfway, and I'm like, oh, that was great. Let's go back to the other side now. Because I got them set up on both sides of the road.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're going down, you know, you walk up to one on your right, about 20 yards later, be one on your left, one on your right. So
It's amazing to me how many people don't know that exists.
Uh-huh.
So, well, I didn't. I mean, I had no clue until you brought it up on one of these shows, and I was like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? I don't know. They obviously don't advertise it too much, I would think.
No, I've never seen it advertised. Like I said, I drove back past it, and it was fluke, because we used to pull up right to the gate. They had a gate there that was closed, and there's a youth pond back there. So we used to always park right there, and then we'd unload our fish and stuff and walk down to that pond. And we would fish that pond. But one day we pulled up and the gate was open. I was like, oh, shit, we could drive back there and fish. Well, I drove up, and that's when I saw this.
Yeah.
They were actually still working on it. One of the guys, I guess it's started off as like a Wren Lake College project. So I don't know if they're the ones that are funding it, if someone else is taking it over. But, you know, they were saying that they pay for the targets and they pay for the, you know, the replacement, you know, the replacements for the centers.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't, like I said, it's only been out there for a year. So, it's, you know, it's taken some abuse, but we'll see how well it gets taken care of, you know, 2 years from now when you go there and you shoot it and you blow straight through it because the target's been molested 150,000 times.
Well, I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day. So I think I brought it up on here where we, or I told you in person, one or the other, that he killed that 188-inch deer.
Uh-huh.
But it was on that really small section of the farm. Like, this buck never left this 2,000 square foot area. It's kind of, did we ever talk about that?
Yeah.
Well, he's going to be one of our guests on the show to talk about that in the Buck Files. But I was just a few days ago, I was talking to him about this shooting complex, and he had never heard of it either. And he's a big time archer. So
really,
yeah.
So it's I'm trying to see.
Nobody knows it.
All it says is Whittington, Illinois.
Yeah. Conservation Lane.
Yeah, it says Conservation Lane, Whittington. I'm trying to think of what, if that's South Markham or North Markham. It's now the
this
boat
says
beach.
North Markham.
Okay, it's by the old boat beach. It used to be a regular beach area, then they turned it into boat beach, and supposedly someone told me they had shut down the boat beach. I don't know if that's true or not, because the Southern Illinois beach to me kind of creeps me out. I just feel very hepatitis-ish from that. But yeah, it's just a Wren Lake shooting complex, and like I said, it's pretty awesome, and there is a lot of different things you can do with it. You can go on the flat from 10 all the way up to 50 yards, and then once you go up in that little tower, it goes from 10 all the way to 50 yards, and then you can actually walk through the, and it's kind of neat too, because it's not all wide open shots. You know, some of them, you know, you have a little bit of a bush kind of blocking a little bit of the deer. It's kind of funny though, because you go in there to get your arrows out and you look behind it and there's some shit stuck in trees. Somebody has missed quite a bit over there.
I bet. This says that this year, June of this year, they're having a national 3D tournament.
They had one last year too.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, we went through there and they were actually just wrapping it up, thank God, or else we wouldn't have been able to shoot that day.
Right.
Yeah. But we got there and they were all coming out with their long ass bows and their 15-foot freaking stabilizers on them.
Yeah, S3DA National Tournament, June of 22. Don't have the dates, but it just says June. I'll be damned.
Like I said, I recommend anybody who's in this viewing area to look that up and go out there and try it. It is it's pretty fun.
I need to go try it.
It covers you up, too, for the day if you really want. You know what I mean? You go over there and sight your bows in, make sure you're good, and then go take off, go through the 3D targets. Like I said, there's between 15 and 20 of them. There's a lot. So I've only gone about halfway, and then I'm just like, okay, I'm tired. I'm done. Let's go.
It doesn't say, I mean, I'm assuming it's just open all the time, right? You don't have to
yeah,
book anything.
I've never
you
gone
just
there.
Show up and
yep,
do it.
Yep, I've never gone in there and had the gate shut, so I mean, I'm sure if you go at like maybe 1 a.m. trying to be all shady and shit, it might be locked up. I don't know if anyone ever locks it or unlocks it in the mornings or nights. I really don't know.
Do you get to it from over by like the dam area?
No. No. If you're heading...
I'm not super familiar with Wren Lake. I fished Wren Lake.
Yeah.
Multiple times, but I don't...
Let me think here.
I only know it from the boat ramp going out, you know.
Yeah, no, it's not over by the dam area at all. If you're heading out towards Mount Vernon, I think that's 34.
30, okay.
34 or 37, I'm confused.
37 runs north.
Okay, so that's 37. So if you're heading from Benton to Mount Vernon, I'm trying to think of what the sign says, but I think the sign now tells you also Wren Lake Archery Complex, and it points to the road you got to turn at. You just take a left down there, and then they have a sign out in front of it now, too, instead of, because before it used to say something Youth Pond, and I can't remember the name of the Youth Pond that it was. It was like, we'll just say the Ricky Bobby Youth Pond. But there was something about a Youth Pond, but the gate was always locked. But now you drive down and you turn right in. It's right before the water. There's a water department thing over there. It's right before you get to all that, because you go right through that, and then after that, you're at the parking lot for the... for the boat launch that's over there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I mean, once you get there, you can't not find it.
Gotcha.
I mean, it's pretty sharp.
Well, sir, before we get Snowmageddon and Icemageddon, do you have anything else? Any dry fire, your bow information, or anything for our listening audience?
The only thing that I can think of for the dry firing my bow would be local businesses not wanting to make money. I recommend if you're a small business owner that you answer your goddamn phone, or at least have an answering machine. Not when you call it, it says, sorry, this caller does not have a voice message or voicemail setup, because I don't know how you get business if you can't answer a damn call. You all right over there?
I got a hair stuck on my...
it ain't mine.
It's stuck on my tongue and I can't get it off.
I will clarify right off the bat, it ain't mine.
No, I hear you. I am a small business and...
Yeah.
I don't get it. I really don't get it. But it seems to be more of the norm nowadays.
Yeah.
To just not care.
I mean, you know, I left a message almost 3 hours ago. Not a goddamn callback.
Yeah.
Either they're covered up and they're making millions and millions and millions of dollars, or they're just lazy assholes that don't want the business.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems to be every industry, everything that mm-hmm. has turned into the case.
Yeah.
I get that way with emails too. My wife tells me I'm goofy, that I expect too much, but you know, if you don't reply to an email in a couple of days, then I get worked up over it, you know,
yeah.
Where she's like, yeah, because you're way too OCD with it. Because I check my emails, business emails anyway,
yeah,
repeatedly throughout the day, and I try to reply.
But that's how you make money, too.
I try to reply the same day they send it.
Yeah.
And if I don't, it's first thing the next day,
mm-hmm.
you know, unless I'm, you know, on vacation or sick or something like that, that may change it. But yeah, it just seems to be, I don't know. I don't get it.
That's how you make money.
I hear you.
I just don't get how, I mean, and it's more out here than it was when I lived, you know, up there, because up there they're all money hungry and, you know what I mean? They're double booking jobs and shit, and they're coming to your house at 9 o'clock at night to work because they want money.
Mm-hmm.
Out here, nah. They don't answer the damn phones. They don't take new customers. They're busy. Yeah, I'd probably get out there next week. Next week? Well, by then I'll be dead of frostbite if it was my heat. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or as I am going now, it's my plumbing. Well, I may just have a house covered in shit by that point, you know, and I'm not willing to wait a week. So I'll find somebody who can maybe find time for me later tonight.
Well, on that note.
Yeah.
Hey, if your house is covered in shit, you can get the Scent Crusher room clean device.
That's what I may have to get, yeah.
And throw some ozone at it.
I might just do that. Maybe I'll go unzip my closet, throw that on for half hour, and see if it cures the house.
There you go. Well, I've got a headache. And
yeah, I gotta go to work.
Let's blow out of here.
All right.
In closing, y'all know what you're supposed to do. Get out, shoot your bows, get your kids outdoors, take them hunting and fishing.
Yeah. At least have them outside and start working on the property.
See you next week.
See ya.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
If we don't get iced in for a month.
Snowmageddon.
Thanks for listening to another Backwoods Bowhunter episode of Badassery. Didn't get enough? Climb down out of your tree stand and get ready for another epic episode next week. Tim and Mike will take you back down range for more bow hunting content.